You know, when Neil asked me to come speak at the celebration of champions, I had this expectation in my mind that it would be a wonderful celebration. I was picturing, you know, plaques and trophies, and I was picturing champagne toasts and speeches from corporate executives. And since I've been here in the last 24 hours or so, really all I've seen is Rolex watches, beer tasting, and supermodels. Sounds actually more like a rapper's convention. I have been so utterly impressed with the culture that you have, the people that are here, and the things that you are committed to, and the things that you believe in as a company. And, you know, the other thing that he told me is he said, well, we're going to have you a keynote speak. You're going to follow. A couple years ago, we had Cindy Crawford, and then Kathy Ireland, and then Chuck Black doing the electric slide on the stage. And I may never be on Sports Illustrated, but I do have some good news I wanted to share with you all, first and foremost, that we didn't have time to put in my introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, I just found out I recently signed a contract with HBO. That's right, I get all the movies I want for $19.95 per month. Just like every single one of you. And, you know, just like everybody in this room, I've struggled my entire life to learn how to be successful. And when it came to learning life's little success principles, my mother, she used to tell me this all the time. She would say, you know, Rory, gifts come in mysterious ways. And you see, I was raised by a single mother about an hour north of Denver in this very puny town called Frederick, Colorado. And if you've never heard of Frederick, just to give you an idea, Frederick is one of these towns where farming is a big deal. Football is a big deal. Dental hygiene, not such a big deal. And my mother, she sold Mary Kay cosmetics. So I grew up around women who were constantly teaching me about all of these different principles of success. It also means that I know more about makeup than I do about cars. I mean, ladies, right? Every single morning you stand up in front of the mirror and it goes wash, toner, moisturizer, foundation, wrinkle-free eye cream, base eyeshadow, dark eyeshadow, blush, eyeliner, mascara, lip liner, and lipstick. Notice all the women are laughing. They're like, oh, he's funny. We like him. The guys are going, you know, this dude was a high school cheerleader. And later, I went to college to actually study this idea of success. I got a degree in leadership management, went on to get my MBA, and it was about that time that I started speaking about success. And as Neil mentioned last night, I joined an organization called Toastmasters, went to the World Championship of Public Speaking, and came in second, or as Jerry Seinfeld would say, I was the number one loser. And now I have a company called Southwestern Consulting. And what we do is we put on the huge motivational public sales conferences all over the world. And we do one-on-one sales coaching and large consulting projects. And one of the things that people ask me is they say, you know, Rory, where in all of this study, where have you really learned the most about success? And they're always shocked at what my response is. And it's funny to hear Kathy's story this morning because it's a little bit similar. You see, after all of those accomplishments, I grew up to become a door-to-door salesperson. Door-to-door. For 5 summers, I sold children's educational books for a company called Southwestern. 14 hours a day, 6 days a week, during my summers, I would knock on doors, residential. And door-to-door, I mean, that's like the most hated of all professions. Think about it like this. I would bug telemarketers when they were eating dinner. But I learned so much, and I'll never forget, it was July 26th, 2001, which was my 19th birthday. I'm only 27 now. But I was selling in Montgomery, Alabama, and it was about 2:30 in the afternoon, and it was my birthday. And this guy had just yelled at me, this kid had made fun of me, and it was like every single door, I would knock, knock, we're not interested. Slam. Knock, knock.